Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Public transport in South Africa has become a battlefield with a rising violence. Most recently, an attack on an e-hailing driver at Maponya Mall. There's growing tensions between minibus taxis and e-ride hailing drivers. Commuters find themselves caught in the crossfire. On top of it, there are rumors that have surged across social media that Santaco has decreed private motorists should carry only one passenger per vehicle. With us to separate the fact from the fiction and shed light on what is actually going on, we are joined by Mamchikidi Rebecca Fala, who is the national spokesperson for Santaco. Very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So social media has been ablaze with this claim that Santaco ordered private drivers to limit passengers to one person or to face threats. Can you clarify whether that directive was issued?
Good morning to you and the listeners. No, the directive was not issued. As a result, we've since also released a statement to say the claims, which were widely circulated on social media, which was rather unfortunate, do not come from Santaco. We've never issued a directive for people to be essentially forced to use taxi services and not to even transport their own family members. There's no truth to any of those claims.
How dangerous is it when this type of misinformation is released?
It's incredibly dangerous, especially at a time when South Africans and the kind of sentiment that they have around the taxi industry, which you've also spoken to when you touched on your introduction, is that it always cultivates a sense of people even feeling that perhaps it's time for them to retaliate. So as a result of that, particularly the council, Santaco, has faced an onslaught of commentary, a lot of which has also even included, you know, the use of derogatory terminology. But more than anything, the business model of the taxi industry has also faced an incredible dent in that, again, there's this perception that we are a law unto ourselves and that we appear to really resort to a lot of bullying and just doing as we please. So incredibly damaging to the brand as well as the business model that we're overseeing. But also even to individuals like myself. I've had a number of people even write to me on email saying all sorts of things, threatening my life and many other things, all because one person decided to send out an unfortunate and false alert to South Africans.
So the danger here is the noise, and when there is noise and people are adding more to it, it really does become a problem, because the casualty here is the truth and the way forward. What is the current position, removing all of this other stuff, and I'm not going to call it nonsense because it's dangerous. These types of rumors are dangerous and causes the loss of life. What is the current situation?
So currently, perhaps to start, so it's two things, right? There's the issue of what's happening between minibus taxi operations and e-hailing, and then there's also the issue of hitchhiking and the issue of sharing of private family members and things of that sort. Santaco and the taxi industry do not have authority to dictate what mode of transport people can use. So whether we're talking e-hailing, whether we're talking you traveling with a family member and things of that sort, we don't have any authority whatsoever to dictate any terms in that particular regard. That's the first thing. Secondly, what we're seeing is, because, you know, now that we're having this conversation, if I were to ask if you've heard any law enforcement agency come out to call out the criminality and the scare tactics and things of that sort, none of that has happened. So there's been a continued sense of there not being a sense of urgency from the part of law enforcement when it comes to the taxi industry to call out illegality, to call out bullying and things of that sort. So as a result of that, the situation is that when people feel incredibly aggrieved, they don't feel safe, but also they are now pockets amongst us in the taxi industry who are also seeing an opportunity to further, harass South Africans. We had reports coming out of the Eastern Cape, for example, where we're hearing that people are harassing people who hitchhike and things of that sort, going as far as taking people's vehicles to a taxi rank and saying, for you to get the car back, you need to take out a certain amount of money, which obviously all of these are criminal acts. It's extortion, it's bullying, it's a lot of 100%. Things. So the current state is exactly that. So we denouncing all of that. We don't have authority to be dictating what mode people should use. Unfortunately, there appears to be a major loophole in terms of law enforcement, which is giving prominence to acts of criminality.
So what steps can now be taken by SANTAGO, by government,
by other platforms to ease the tension and make transport safe for everybody, where there's coexistence and not confrontation?
I appreciate that your question is asking what all of us can do. So engagements like the one that you and I are doing now are very important because they further add on to the messaging that we're sending out there. Yesterday, when we had a press briefing, the president of SANTAGO was also quite clear to say, look, we cannot afford to have a law enforcement body that just is quiet when there's so much turmoil in the country and there's so much uncertainty. Before the incident at Maponya Mall happened, just during the day, SANTAGO released a statement. It's been over a year since President Cyril Ramaphosa signed into law the amended National Act Transport. The National Land Transport Act, I should rather say. To date, we still don't have regulations. Regulations guide to say, now that an act has been passed and there's these number of modes of transport, how do you coexist so that the mobility sector moves smoothly? We still don't have those regulations. So we need to, and we've been calling and continue to call for government to speed up the regulations so that all of us understand on the ground, how are we supposed to work well together? Secondly, we need an active law enforcement, and we need for every South African to echo the sentiment, because we all need to call for law enforcement to do their work so that we're all safe. Government needs to take a much more heightened step. We can't have people who are supposed to be using e-hailing just switching off their apps and they start hailing people physically. As a result of that, you've got women being raped, you've got people being kidnapped, you've got some e-hailing drivers being abducted and their cars being taken from them. So there's a major loophole of law enforcement that's just not being undertaken. So we need to agitate for that. But also, as a taxi industry, we need to take the responsibility to make sure that our people understand that they don't have authority and they can't keep harassing South Africans in the name of them seeing that there's a loophole. So when we say that there's loopholes in law enforcement, it doesn't mean we're absolving ourselves from the responsibility that we have to undertake. So it has to be a collective effort. We have to get our house in order as a taxi industry. Government needs to also take its role, regulate the sector much better. Law enforcement needs to be seen to be visible, to be concerned about the safety of South Africans. South Africans also need to use their patriotic voices to ask government, why are you not regulating transport much more tighter? Why is law enforcement not making arrests? We keep talking about these acts. In 2023, something similar happened in Maponya Mall. To this day, police, all they ever said was that they've opened the case. Now with the recent case, there's even CCTV footage. We don't hear them saying anything. Are they concerned? Is there urgency? Especially because people are so agitated out there.
Yeah, and this has to be de-escalated, because otherwise it becomes more and more of a problem. And certainly,
chatting to you is very encouraging, because it really does put things into perspective. I'm sorry that you are facing these terrible personal threats and abuse. I'm hoping that that improves. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Chikidhidi Rebecca Pala, who's the national spokesperson for SANTAGO, bringing us the perspective of what is actually happening on the ground and what some of the challenges are.